Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College, PhD in Government and Politics, University of Maryland. His areas of expertise include American political development, constitutional politics, and American institutions, and he is our scholar in residence right here at WAMC. Okay, so what everybody's talking about right now, Mr. Cohn, the hearings, what do you make of it?
Well, since it's ongoing as we're taping this, I'm not entirely sure. But one of the things that I think is pretty clear is that the picture that will emerge is not a flattering one of President Trump. We see allegations of deceit, deceit that extends to congressional committees, deceit that certainly occurs for the American people in the 2016 election. And while there's going to be an attempt to, in some ways, discredit Cohen based on his poor reputation, his criminal convictions, and the like, nevertheless, this was a very close associate of Trump. So the more that, in some ways, they attempt to throw dirt at Cohen, in some ways, that is reflective of Trump as well. So I don't think Trump's going to come out of this this hearing well. Whether, in fact, it amounts to much, yeah, I think, is very much in question. And some of that will actually be the ways in which the hearing plays out. And one of the things that we know by this point in time is that, you know, roughly 40% of the American voting population is supportive of Trump, and that number doesn't move much. It goes up to about, you know, 45%. It goes down to, you know, 40%. But, you know, it's largely stuck there. I don't expect to see much of any movement there at all. We see, obviously, Democrats are wildly opposed to the Trump presidency, and independents have largely joined the Democratic fold against Trump. And that hasn't moved very much. There's been a little bit of movement there from time to time among kind of white male independent voters, but not much. So do I expect to see much movement in the polling numbers? Not really. Maybe a little bit, but not much. If we're looking at that as a way of gauging whether there will be momentum towards impeachment, one of the things that leading Democrats have said time and time again is that they have to be able to make a plausible case to Trump voters about the merits of impeachment. Well, if we don't see any movement there, if Trump voters are largely discount this because of Cohen's reputation or some other reason, then we haven't gotten over that bar yet. And so I'm not convinced that there will be much momentum in terms of polls or even impeachment.
Now, Brad Hayes, I've been pretty clear on this. I get letters from some of our more progressive and often vitriolic listeners who are saying, I understand, but by the way, I do understand them, that they want the House to vote on impeachment right now. I keep saying, don't do that until you see the Mueller report. Don't do that because you only get one shot. And if you miss that shot, you know, if you're going after the king, you better be sure you really get him. How do you feel about that?
No, I think that's exactly. I mean, you have to wait for the Mueller report. They've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Reports are that we're getting closer to that. One of the things that's very much in question in terms of what's going to come out of the Mueller report is whether, in fact, he is going to create a report in full that in some way stakes out a position about whether there was illegality in Trump's behavior, or whether, in fact, they're going to in some ways outsource some of the threads that they have pulled to places like the Southern District of New York, and whether, in fact, investigations will be launched there, or whether, in fact, they'll go in some ways to the state level. Right. We've now seen that in New York. So I think that this is very much in some ways a moment where there is urgency, but there needs to be some degree of patience just to see the kind of case that's being made in the Mueller report, and then using that as an indicator of appropriate next steps to the moment where Democrats can bring before them some of these key witnesses. We need to hear from them as well. If we're ever going to get to the point where there is even a little bit of consensus among Republicans that a move towards impeachment is not a naked political move, then we have to hear more. We have to allow this process to play out. And before that moment, I think it's premature.
Well, now, let me go back to the touchstone here, which is, in my mind, Trump is so unpopular in this country that the last election for the House turns out to have been about Trump. And yet, when you watch the Cohn hearings and you watch the vitriol coming out of the mouths of Mark Meadows and the like, it's as if they don't recognize that. They don't see it. I guess they come from safe districts where it doesn't matter, but some of the mean-spirited things that are being said are incredible.
Yeah, I think, right, it is a moment where we seem to be fully unable to get past our polarized politics and our partisan perspectives. But, you know, if you're looking at Trump's popularity among Republicans, it is still extremely high.
Absolutely.
And if you're a member of Congress and you are thinking about re-election, you're looking at your base. And so for Republicans, they're looking at their base and they're seeing a lot of support for Trump. Until there's slippage there, it's unlikely that you're going to see much movement in terms of being behind Trump and trying to discount or obstruct some of the efforts to reveal some of the more nefarious aspects of the Trump campaign or his administration. So you're absolutely right. There's this effort now, I think, very much to undermine the Mueller investigation, to undermine the effort to expose some of these dealings that appear to be licit and perhaps illegal. And in that case, we're going to have a polarized perspective on Trump all the way through to the next election.
Now, we only have two minutes here, Brett Hayes. So I want to ask you real quickly. You're an expert on the Supreme Court. Sooner or later, some of this is going to get to the Supreme Court. And then it's going to be very interesting to watch what John Roberts has to say, because he, amongst them, he seems to be the most honest broker at this stage of the game. I never thought I'd say it, in terms of the reputation of the court.
Yeah, I mean, he is an institutionalist at some level. In other words, he has taken on that mantle of the Chief Justice, and the Chief Justice, by the way, as Roberts testified before the Senate, he saw the responsibility of the Chief Justiceship as fostering some degree of coalition building, coalitions across left and right. And so he very much testified to the role of the Chief Justice as facilitating agreements. And I think we've seen some of that. We haven't seen a ton of it, but he's been more institutionally minded than others. And I think especially if we're looking at the way in which he's talked about the impartiality of the judiciary outside of the context of cases, right?
He's wrong. He says they're only judges. There are no Democrats or Republicans. Now, he's wrong about that. I think he knows he's wrong.
I mean, it's something of a marketing campaign, right? That, in other words, what he's saying is that we shouldn't be understood as the third legislative chamber. What we should be seen as is something different and something that is less partisan. Not necessarily apolitical, but less partisan, right? That there is a certain kind of distance that we can expect from courts, from ordinary partisan politics, that we won't expect from a legislature. So I think he's pushing that. And to the extent that he's backed that up on a few, you know, key cases, you know, it's there. It's notable. And so I would expect Roberts to take that role of neutral arbiter seriously when it comes to questions of executive authority and prerogative.
We have been talking to our friend, our scholar in residence, Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College. Brad, can't wait to come back and talk to you about some other things, mainly Joe Biden.
Thanks, Alan.